all. And that's sharing what your experiences were yesterday, realizations, some high points, which of course means low points also, the tools or inspirations or things that you found to be most helpful, just sharing. So there was a little bit of time for this writing down. If you haven't written everything down, you can still share. But I would make one request, concise, so that we can hear from a number of persons. And I may cut you off if you're not being concise. I reserve the right to do that. Okay. So we'll try some alternating. Who would like to begin? I see a hand over here.
Hare Krishna. So I wanted to share a few things about my experience yesterday. I was reflecting on the day and I was thinking, what is one word that would best capture the whole experience? And the word that came to me was exuberance. I walked in the morning and all my gopurams were pretty overcast. But then as soon as I walked in into the association of all the devotees, and we had heard from Krishna Swami Prabhu about the wonders of chanting in devotee association and with Tulsi Maharani, and we heard Srila Rupa Swami speak, and all of that had an effect. And when we started chanting, I guess by mercy, I felt like I was freed of all that, and I could just chant. And that feeling of exuberance lasted all the rounds. And it was an amazing feeling. And it's very interesting to see how we take all these notes and what really sticks to us in the end. Two things that kept coming to me throughout the whole experience of chanting that really helped me was, I kept remembering the Lord Chaitanya, I don't want to call it a puppet, but the Lord Chaitanya figure that Sri Rupa Swami was holding, and you know, the with the arms wide open. And for me it was like a big, and he was talking about reaching out, so for me it was like a big reaching out movement. That's what it inspired. And and the other thing was, while we were chanting, when he was saying the prayers in the middle, that, you know, "Oh Krishna, please pull my heart towards you," somehow when his voice interjected my chanting, it had a very powerful effect. So these two things really helped me. And and the amazing thing about, I think, the hearing from pure Vaishnavas is that it increases our conviction about reaching out to spiritual shelters. That's what it did, because when I reached out, the sense was that as soon as I reached out, the feeling of having arrived was right there. The sense of shelter was right there the moment the reaching out happened. So there was nowhere else to land. It was a very complete feeling, and a feeling of a great exuberance and happiness. And I wanted to express my gratitude to all the Vaishnavas, Padahari Prabhu, and he doesn't have to say anything. Just by his association, just by being with him, we know what it means to be Krishna conscious. And His Holiness Srila Rupa Swami Maharaj and Krishna Swami Prabhu. I just wanted to add one more thing that yesterday, a day before yesterday, my husband and I, we are doing the service of, you know, just coordinating the children's activities. And I had the good fortune of spending a few, some hours in the garden with Kalki Mataji and another Prabhu, I don't recall his name. But they were talking about how for a garden to actually become bear fruit, the flowers to become fruits, what they need is bees, because without the bees actually go and they pollinate, and so the flowers look very beautiful, but then they'll just wither away and fall if the bees don't go and pollinate the flowers. And I was thinking that in my case, it's nice, you know, the Vaishnava, putting on the Vaishnava dress and the tilak, but actually the seed of the feeling for towards the holy name, the attachment towards the holy name in Vaishnavas, that seed has to be planted by devotees, pure devotees, and by hearing from them, that seed of the feeling gets planted in our hearts, and it's only by their mercy that we actually become Vaishnavas from inside. So I feel like this retreat has done that for me, and I really pray to all the Vaishnavas and all the speakers to kindly give me their mercy so I can take this very seriously in my own life. Thank you.
Very eloquent. Who else is volunteering? Hare Krishna. I don't have any profound realizations. After yesterday's experience, in fact, I found it hard to keep up for the 64 rounds. First 50 or so rounds are, I would say, from my standard, it was quite good. I was able to do 1 month at a time for most part. The last 14 rounds, I was quite restless. And I chanted more rounds to compensate for those 14 rounds. But those more rounds are even less concentrated. The thing that made the maximum difference to me was taking 1 month at a time and calling out to Guru and Krishna for mercy. I wish I had taken more rest the previous night, because first 5 or 6 rounds I was dozing off a little bit. Then I picked up. I was okay for most part. I was in a much deeper mood of prayer, and in the association of devotees, I could more clearly see my lackings and disqualifications to approach the holy name. I could clearly see that I'm being held by descending mercy only in Krishna consciousness. My spiritual master's mercy was very clearly coming in my heart many, many times. That somehow he has held me together all these years. I'm grateful to him. And yesterday evening's kirtan was, I wouldn't say it was something extraordinary for me, but my heart moved. I could clearly see that there's a sense of devotion and urgency in me. I've learned that I should give top priority to chanting. I've known it before, but this lesson went much deeper into my heart this time. And Krishna reciprocates at his own terms. We just had to be determined to carry on. And whenever Krishna gives mercy, he gives We just have to be open-minded. With an open heart, we should receive the holy name and not try to rush Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. The highlights of the day for me were realizing, like Maharaj has been saying, how much support we have, especially chanting in the association of the devotees, how helpful that is, and with Srila Prabhupada and his senior disciples and the parampara, Tulsi, so much support, which I found very helpful yesterday especially. Another highlight for me, which is really kind of mundane that I'd like to share, is that I had put some, I had this thing for chocolate. So I had put some pieces of chocolate in my bead bag so they wouldn't melt in my purse. And I thought, if I get a low energy ebb, I'll eat some chocolate. So twice I reached in my bead bag for the chocolate yesterday because I felt I needed an energy boost. And instead of the chocolate, I grabbed some Maha sweets from either Mayapur or Vrindavan that this devotee had brought back and given me, which I didn't realize were even still in my bag. And I thought it was really funny because it happened twice, and I thought, oh, Krishna's trying to really help me here. Another thing that was helpful, I walked down by the cabins, Sachit Maharaj's cabins, and I was remembering, I had this really intense longing or I guess separation, feeling of separation from my Guru Maharaj, who often would walk along the grounds in different programs and activities and just chanting his rounds as well. And so I was really missing him yesterday in the kirtan as well, missing his association, but feeling his presence very strongly. And also remembering a pastime where we let the ashes of my daughter go in the what we call the Yamuna River down here when I was down there chanting. But I had a nice realization how both of their disappearances were really Krishna's mercy in those situations. What helped or supported me the most was, like you said, Maharaj, chanting in the association of the devotees. Even though it's nice to chant on the grounds, I found it that I could focus more when I was chanting in the temple with Tulsi and the devotees. And I was really inspired by the devotees who just sat in one place. Like I noticed a few devotees. I think Ananda Vrindavan was one of them, and Ekavir Prabhu, and there was probably others. They just sat in one place and chanted 64 rounds. And I thought that was so amazing. And they had this like glazed, blissful look on their faces at the end of the day, which was really sweet. Let's see. My obstacles and difficulties were the heat, which was making me sleepy. I felt that the lack of focus, not to be like in a fault-finding mood, I'm including myself in this, on the Mona Vrata, I realized it's very difficult for people in general to be quiet. And I think if we can focus more on that, that will really help us. I was in a previous japa retreat where we took that a little more seriously, and I felt that it helped me more to become more absorbed in the holy name. I think it's particularly hard for devotees or people in general to be quiet when you have a relationship or an attachment to someone. So I had told my son, for example, that, you know, I couldn't talk to him much unless it was an emergency or he really needed me, and he was good about it. But I had to remind him, you need to eat something else besides bread, which is something I really didn't have to say to him, but I felt like I had to because I thought he was just eating bread. Let's see. Also, it was difficult to realize that I have very small taste for chanting, but I still don't have enough of a taste or enough of realization about Krishna being the holy name to capture Krishna in my heart. Mm. And this devotee was asking me how long, you know, I had been in a movement, and he was, you know, by talking with him, I was reminded I've been around for 18 years, and still I have, you know, very, very little taste, which is kind of sad, but at least, you know, I'm still chanting the holy name, which is what I'm thankful for, that somehow Guru and Krishna keep me in the association of the devotees and having a desire to at least chant the holy name. And I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. No. Who's going to rotate over on this side? They're next. Sorry, Matajis. Go ahead.
Guru Maharaj, I want to first express...
Can't hear your voice clearly.
Guru Maharaj, I would like to express my gratitude for giving us this wonderful experience in this Japa retreat. You have... For me, actually, I was trying to, first of all, trying to combine the different tools and techniques that both you and Premataramini Mataji had been giving for 2 days. So I was trying to first find out for me, like, what would work the best. So then I started going into those techniques. So what were there, those techniques? So I found that, okay, you have given the 3 techniques for... 3 steps for concentrating the mind. So inviting Krishna, understanding that Krishna is the holy name, and as we are chanting, we are inviting Krishna in our heart. Then after that, we are contemplating on the meaning of the mantra that we have to pray to the Lord that please accept me in your service. And then we have to intensify that prayer by bringing that fervent crying mood. And then you have given the 4 tips for quality chanting, which is like how we can focus on one mantra at a time. And then we have to neglect all the different kinds of mind's chatter and then...
Condense.
And then take shelter of the holy name and finally anticipate the mercy from Krishna. So I was trying to combine these two kinds of techniques that I have learned. So I was trying to see, I have to focus on one mantra at a time and invite Krishna in my heart and then pray that please accept me in your service. So because of this particular tip, it helped me like go back and again into hearing the mantra properly. So now I have attended one japa retreat before. So in that retreat, one of the main messages there that I took was that Krishna is non-different from his name. And in this particular retreat, what stood out for me is that I should not become fruitive as I am trying to chant the holy name, because Krishna is only going to give his mercy on his terms. So that message standed really out for me in this retreat. So that's why, like, as I was chanting, I was trying to deepen that prayer that please accept me in your service, and trying to not expect any particular set pattern in the in Krishna's mercy. And the way I received Krishna's mercy was that, like, I was getting getting the hints about different kinds of anarthas that are there within my heart, and I was getting a genuine interest of removing them, and also I was feeling a deep sense of gratefulness for all the Vaishnavas that are creating arrangements in my life for my progress in Krishna consciousness.
Sounds like you had a lively day. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yesterday, it was actually a bit of a struggle to chant.
Struggle?
To chant all the 64 rounds. Because the night before, I could hardly sleep. And so I was like physically...
Because you were so excited anticipating chanting 64 rounds.
So I was actually physically very tired and sleepy, but for me, and because of that, I was actually very, very prayerful to Lord Nityananda to bestow His mercy on me. And combined with this experience yesterday, my chanting today was very good. I mean, one of the best that I've had so far. And my chanting day before, I did it in Bhakti Tirth Maharaj Samadhi. And it was, I never experienced something like that. And I'm very grateful to Bhakti Tirth Maharaj for that. And so I guess like the highlight of all of this was, is that I'm very hopeful for myself. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. The highlights of the day was like, I developed little taste for chanting.
Hare Bol. Don't let it slip away.
And then what helped me was basically that there are three things or four things which helped me. Pronouncing one mantra at a time, neglecting the mind, pronunciation, it's, I was trying to concentrate on the pronunciation so that I can, and calling out Guru and Krishna for mercy. So this four things which really worked for me. Obstacles, I had a mega mind war yesterday. Basically, if I leave my mind friendly with me, the terms, then it allowed me to chant, but I was not experiencing the taste. The moment I tried to neglect the mind, it started posing me, you know, like new scenarios. What if that? What if this? And then when I tried to overcome that, it said, please take note of it so that when you, tomorrow if you want to say, you can say that. You know, like it was trying to keep me occupied. So it was not letting me, trying to neglect the mind. So that's, and then I was trying to look at other Vaishnavas. And I said, how they are doing it? Then mind said, every mind is unique. You don't know what's going on there. You know? So then, you know, okay, I said, okay, let me concentrate back. You know, it was trying to pose me a lot of challenges. And finally, when I was trying to do that, and he said, the health factor kicked in the sense, like he said, body factor. He said, you are, you know, too tired. Why don't you take some rest? So, and of course, I took some rest. That were the obstacles. And the lesson learned, realization is, what I have realized is chanting I have done so far is more mechanical or ritual. And since that's what I have understood. So far, even though I have been doing it, I think I have been doing more of mechanical and ritual without the full surrender. And the important point, the realization I got yesterday, during this retreat, of surrendering with sincerity and eagerness. And then please beg Krishna to give me necessary strength. I'm fallen. So that really helped me out, because so far I've been thinking, oh, I can do it, you know, like, or it's, that's what, that happened to be mechanical and ritual. So I really understood that without mercy and then I fully calling out, it's not going to work out. That's my realization. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay. We'll get to you two in the back.
Hare Krishna. I'm very grateful to Maharaj. I just started chanting since the Chicago retreat last July. And since then, for the first week, the energy continued and then I was able to chant for 8 or 16 rounds. But it was reducing gradually. And then again I came to the shelter of Premuttarangini Mataji and Sachi Kumar Prabhu. And then again, they increased my enthusiasm. And then Prabhu really helped me in chanting 64 rounds on Janmashtami day with Nirjal. So, and then there was like, chanting was like, the happiness was coming from inside. I've never experienced. And this retreat took me to the next level. It's like, the lectures have been very encouraging. And then Vahara Hari Prabhu's chanting was ringing in my ears, and Mataji's exercises I've been trying to practice. It's like 64 rounds, I divided into 8 into 8, 8 sets of chanting. And then I tried to check whatever inner space or outer space works for me in each set. And half rounds I did inside the temple, half rounds I did outside in the very beautiful Gita Nagari along the Yamuna River, strolling. So, and then in one set I tried to pray Krishna for mercy, and in another I tried to be his servant, and then other I tried to invite him to my heart. But the thing that worked out best for me was in the temple room, asking Krishna to come to my heart. And I mean, the happiness is, I mean, <it's
very good>. Okay. That says it.
And then there were a few points where the mind was going, but again, when the connection was reestablished with Krishna, it's like you can again feel the happiness. So, I'm very thankful to all your association and the wonderful lectures and the kirtans. And one thing that I really missed was, I have more taste for the bhajans, and then I really like Madhuram Madhurevyo Vikevalashtakam by Prabhu. So I really like that, and I missed a couple of bhajans which were sung in Chicago, because they are easy to identify. And I really like Mataji's singing of the verses, because I mean that gives the, that showed me the importance of chanting and everything. Thank you.
Thank you. She had never chanted on beads before the 4th of July weekend. This is, she's, you know, 2 months on the vine.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Here's one of our sit in one place chanters. Go ahead.
Not all, but most. I'm just so grateful for this whole experience, you know. The chanting, the sincere devotees, and just the whole energy, you know, has been very encouraging and inspiring, the classes and the bhajans.
The temple room is going to be vibrating for some time. Yeah. Like a spaceship. You just come in and
there you go.
Take off. Right?
Yeah. So those are some of the highlights for me. What helped me the most yesterday for the 64 rounds was a little mantra card. You know, it had the Maha Mantra written on it. And I would just try and keep focused on the Maha Mantra. And I would notice that when I was distracted, I wasn't looking at the mantra. I wasn't following along. So it was easy to keep, you know, bringing my mind back, you know, to the Maha Mantra when I noticed that I wasn't following and reading along. One of the obstacles that I had was that I noticed that, like you mentioned about posture, I noticed that when I was dozing off a few times that my posture was very poor prior to that, you know. So that's one of the things I'm trying to improve on. And I was very tired also because I was up late trying to find out about a devotee that was in the hospital. Mm. And also some devotees from Mississippi where that hurricane's coming. The New Orleans temple moved their deities to Mississippi. Yeah, and several devotees went there. Another challenge was I went to the previous japa retreat in New York, and this time, since I live here, I reside here, it's a little different because I'm going home, you know. The computer's there, the phone's there. So many So it was quite a distraction, and I had to take my daughters to school, you know, and so on, pick them up. So that was quite a challenge. But I was going to get extra rest the other day before 64 round day, but my daughters were so enthusiastic about coming to Mangalarti, so I had to come too. One of my biggest realizations is
that's a nice hazard. My daughter wants to go to Mangalarchi. That's a nice hazard.
So they dragged me. The biggest realization for me was that the power of sankalpa, you know, intention, because it prepares the mind, you know, and so it's easier to tackle and achieve goals that way when you have a nice, good intention like that.
Good. So, thank you. Lots of little corner.
Hi, Hare Krishna. One of my highlights yesterday seems simple, but I found it to be quite rich. First I was kind of chanting, walking around, and then my youngest daughter was feeling sad because she couldn't keep the manavrat because she was around other kids who were talking. So I said, okay, come walk with me. So she and I walked and we chanted. And then her other little friend came with us. So I was chanting with the children, which was nice because they were very inspired and they were chanting very strongly. The dilemma was I'm not much of a walker. And so I had walked around twice. And then I was with the children. So we were walking around a second time. And I have some problems with my legs. So while we were walking, though, I was so much appreciating the power of environment. One, just environment with the Vaishnavas, and every Vaishnava, every person you saw, their focus was about Krishna and about chanting the holy name. That was very inspiring. And then I was appreciating, as some of the devotees have said, since I live here, I'm kind of familiar in a sense with the environment, and I'm not much of a walker. So I usually just get in my car and I drive to the temple and drive home. So actually walking and seeing the beauty of the holy dham and seeing the trees is quite enchanted. And I was becoming very absorbed in just the supportive environment of the forest and the dham and the Vaishnavas. So what the highlight was yesterday was we were walking for the second round. And I tried to sit down once for around 5 minutes. And my little daughter pulled me up. I'm like, okay, keep going. So I'm like walking with the children. And then we came by the Yamuna River, and I saw Jambavati's house. Now, normally it would have identified as this is Jambavati's house. To me, it was, alas, there's a safe haven. Let me go take rest. And so it kind of brought the scriptures alive, like how the sages are like walking in the forest and they see somewhere they can go, you know? And so I saw this place, it was a haven, so I saw the children and I walked over there. So we knocked on her door and, you know, we were in silence, so I just motioned if we can go in her temple room, and she nodded. And the house is very suchi, and she had, you know, devotional music playing. And the children and I just went and sat in her temple room. And it was just a beautiful environment. We just sat down and we chanted and kind of looked out the window, and she brought us water. It was just like in the scriptures. It was so far out. And so she brought us water. And I mean, no one was speaking, and we just chanted like so nicely. And then I heard her leave, and she came back in, and she put on a japa tape for us. And the children and I sat there like about half an hour. And then I saw my little daughter kind of laying down, getting restless. So I thought, okay. And she sat up. So I kind of nodded, and we kind of got up and walked towards the door. We kind of offered obeisances and kept going. And after I left, I felt more energy. I felt invigorated to keep going on that next. The other thing that was nice was normally if I would enter, let's say, a friend's house, I'm thinking, oh, you know, Jambavati Haribo and talking. But we all were understanding that the only intention was thoughts of Krishna. Like when you're reading the scriptures, they're only talking about what's happening with Krishna, what is Krishna doing. So there was no like, oh, what's she cooking or anything. It was just, we're all thinking about, because she was cooking, you know. It was just our intention was only about Krishna. Our thoughts are about Krishna. The children are about Krishna. We leave and we're continuing to walk and just think about Krishna. It was so amazing, and it made me just appreciate environment, the holy dham, the Vaishnavas. And I just want to thank you, Maharaj, for bringing this here, for enriching my life, enriching all of our lives, and helping us to go deeper into the holy name. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Just wanted to thank Maharaj for bringing this retreat here to Gita Nagari. I had a battle I've had a battle for the past, 32 years with my mind. And yesterday was no exception.
I was winning.
It's a slugfest.
It's a draw, huh?
But some tools for me, I realize it's really, really about location. And I realize when I'm in an area where it's clean and not cluttered, the mind is less cluttered and I'm able to chant and focus a lot better. And that was one thing that's helpful about coming here a lot, is just going in the woods and can hide, no phone, no BlackBerry, none of this stuff, and can just escape. A couple of obstacles for me was I was really tired, and I had a lot of service yesterday too, and I was in such anxiety about being able to complete this service and chant 64 rounds. And so I was just, I couldn't, so I didn't sleep. I woke up at like 2:30, and it's just really like freaking out actually. But that led me to belief, that led me to determination. One thing I realized, I mean, I finished the 64 rounds, and I thought I won like a marathon or something. But the one thing that I got from it was that why can't I be this determined every day to chant good rounds? I mean, I was more tired than I normally am, got up early, no sleep, and did service and chanted 64 rounds. Why don't I, if I had this determination every day to just, I mean, my rounds weren't really, they weren't great rounds. I mean, they weren't like exceptional, but I was just trying. And if I realize that, you know, if I have this determination every day, then certainly I'll progress in Krishna consciousness. So that was the main thing for me. It's just, I can do this. I can chant 16 good rounds. If I can chant 64 rounds, then chanting, 25 rounds on a codicil should be a piece of cake. So, I just want to basically take that determination and use that in like my everyday life, because, you know, if I can do it here, I should be able to do it. Time went by faster and everything. So thank you again. Thanks for letting me share.
One more from each side.
Hare Krishna. My realizations are not certainly going to be very much like what they have. I mean, I'm not even a neophyte, I'm only in the fight level. And I'm very sentimental and fanatic maybe, but how I see yesterday with all the techniques, I was there and the holy name was there. It was there. I mean, with, of course, the surrounding and all, it does affect. It's there. But it's like what me techniques. Please, I mean, I just want everybody to just help me out to understand. Techniques is like, Madhuji is like telling how does the mango taste. She's telling, this is how you peel it, and then you eat it. She's tasting it, but I don't know how does it taste. So it's like, I ask myself, does it taste like a guava, or does it taste like a cucumber? How does it taste like? I don't know how does it taste, because it's not from my heart. I cannot get it from my heart. So it's like, it's just trying to get the feelings. I was trying myself very hard. Krishna, please accept me. Whom do I have in this life? Nobody. Actually speaking, nobody. I mean, I'm of course a little insecure in my personal life. But whom do I really have? I mean, I can only rate my chanting as 8. But there were a few times. I mean, of course, I cannot have good realizations, good chanting. But when you have that gratitude, when I think of my Guru Maharaj, and once when I read the Lotus, Black Lotus, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's, and once when I had a deep feeling that yes, you if you see my background and where I stand today, it's a blessing. It's a mercy. That when I feel that mercy, it's
totally Krishna is for me. And when I chant from there, it's 10 on 10.
Are you focusing on your experience from yesterday?
We're
sharing, please focus.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying, that okay. When it is from the feelings, I understand techniques do help us, but when it is deep down from the feelings, it really, really, really affects. What I did yesterday was, I was trying, but it was not a natural feeling that did come up. Of course, I mean, the environment does really affect, but it was me and the Holy Name. I look forward and I pray that that day, like, it did happen sometimes. Of course, I cannot have it every time, but it's only Krishna, it's only the glories, it's only the mercy that I feel. So, I don't know, I mean, everybody can just correct me also, but I look forward for that. So, I mean, of course, Krishna is the person who will decide on that. But I still have a long way to go. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to offer my gratitude to you, Maharaj, because you've been really kind to me since I've been here. I can't understand why so much, except that you're merciful. And I'd like to also offer my very special gratitude to Krishna Swami Prabhu, because he made all the arrangements for me to come here, otherwise I wouldn't be here at all, to have the opportunity to receive this mercy. I'm feeling very grateful. I don't know, particularly Krishna Swami Prabhu treats me like his son. I don't know why. So I feel especially grateful towards him since he's come into my life. My experience yesterday was something like his in the beginning. The first 32 rounds, 40 rounds, I was feeling a lot of I don't want to say it was ecstasy, but I was feeling a lot of happiness inside. Then from 40 rounds to 50 rounds or so, for 40, 50 rounds, I was getting a little bit restless. I was a little bit tired. And then the last 14 rounds was extremely difficult. It was taking me a long time to chant one round, and I didn't know, it was very mystical. I thought I was going at the same pace, but it was taking me a long time to finish my rounds at that point. So I realized at that point that the thing I was struggling with the most is this indifference. I'm just very indifferent toward chanting. I'm not. In the beginning, it was okay. I had good posture, everything was good. I had more feelings, but I was very indifferent. What was helping me in the beginning is remembering my service to Kishore in Chicago. That was helping me. My Sankalpa combined with remembering my service to Kishore was the most helpful thing initially. Mm. And I want to take this experience back to Kishore and my service to Kishore. Mm. So remembering them was very helpful. And around when I was struggling with that indifference, I wasn't finding a way to overcome that. The thing that helped me out a lot to overcome that indifference was two things. One thing was remembering Prabhupada. Helped me out a lot.
One thing was?
Remembering Prabhupada. I've been reading Prabhupada Lilamrita pretty intensely these days. And just remembering the level of sacrifices that he's done for all of us. That was helping me to overcome my indifference more. And a particular point you had made yesterday, I think you were quoting Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami, that love means even though a person can terminate the relationship, they don't. So for me, that helped me out. I was still feeling indifferent, but it was moving my heart to remember Prabhupada in that regard. Mm-hmm. And also, a message that I had heard recently was balancing gratitude and regret. That if one only feels grateful, that means they feel that they're accepting all the mercy that they're getting. But if Krishna wants to give with his 10 hands, what can you take with your 2 hands? Therefore, we should also feel regretful that we're not really taking advantage of all the mercy that's actually coming our way. So that message, combined with that message of love, means they can terminate, but they don't. It was helping me to overcome those indifferent feelings in my heart. Mm-hmm. I also came back and chanted a lot of extra rounds over, you know, due to my 14 rounds, indifferent. They were also indifferent. But I spoke to you about this once when I was driving the car. If I was going to categorize my year, this has been a very tumultuous year for myself in Chicago. So if it was one word to categorize how my feelings would be gratitude, my gratitude toward Prabhupada, my gratitude to Kishore Kishori, and specifically my gratitude to you, Maharaj, and to His Grace Krishna Smaran Prabhu, because you've put a lot of energy, not only for Chicago Temple, but specifically for myself. So I'm feeling very grateful for that. So I want to thank you very much.